range of different aspects of the Chorban. This kina really relates to the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Each verse starts off with the word Echa. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could you have done this to us? With an incredulous, wondering, how could this have happened? Echa atzta ba'apecha. How are you so rapid in your anger, velo zacharta, and each time you didn't remember some aspect of the special relationship that Am Yisrael has with you. And each verse closes with the first few words of the last parak of Echa, Zachor Hashem Ma'ayalan. The tone of the kina seems strange at first. If how can we be asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, how did you do this to us? How can we be asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how did you do this to us? How are you so fast? How are you so fast to be angry with us? The surprise and shock of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing this to us. The Chorban of the Batei Mikdash wasn't such a fast thing. It didn't come around so suddenly. The Chorban of the was preceded by a long siege, and in the first Beis HaMikdash, the Midrash tells us the Nevi'im were warning Am Yisrael every day for 90 years before that it was going to happen. In the second Beit HaMikdash, there was a long lot of hardship for years from the Romans. So how is this so sudden? How is it so atzta ba'apecha? Why do we see it as so surprising? So we can't relate to the completely different existence of Am Yisrael with the Beit HaMikdash, the connection Am Yisrael felt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and an intuitive feeling that there was a relationship that was based in the Akedah, based in the Bris Bein HaBesarim, which the Kina starts with, based in Matan Torah, and based in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Many of the verses refer to the beauty and the wholeness of the Beis HaMikdash. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this to them? Because there was a feeling that there was an inviolable relationship between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Am Yisrael felt like a son in the father's house, that they might knowingly do something against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they might expect that they'll get a patch for that. But they, couldn't dream that they'd been thrown out on the street, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would finally bring the Beit HaMikdash to an end. So, in that sense, it was a disbelief from Am Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not remember this special relationship and would be prepared to go so far as to throw us out of the Beit HaMikdash. For us, that we're so far from that relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from have no idea what it was like to have that closeness, we can just read the words and try to awaken within ourselves some sort of a yearning for what we missed, some sort of a desire that we should work back towards that closeness with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I heard from Mashgiach Rav Naftali Kaplan, Shlita, that he said in Pshat, in every day we say, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael. What are we davening for? We're davening that's a tefillah just for a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're davening that Kamayim Apanim Lepanim, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu should turn to us and have a relationship with us as we turn to Him and seek for a relationship with Him. And this yearning is maybe what we should take from Tisha B'Av. It's, Rav Obi said, it's a springboard that we come out of Tisha B'Av with an awareness of quite what we're missing, what the world should look like. And that's our springboard for personal growth that we should take in with us to Elul and to the Yomim Noraim. So we need to see this incredulousness that the Paitan expresses in this kina. How could it be that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should let us go so far, and halavai we should get closer.